Hello and welcome to Nevermind the Dambusters, a brand new podcast dedicated to all things RAF Bomber Command. I'm Jane Gulliford-Lowes, an author and award-winning historian with a particular interest in some of Bomber Command's lesser-known operations. I'm delighted to be joined for this podcast series by my co-host, James Jeffries.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening. My name is James Jeffries, and I am an assistant lecturer at the University of Essex. I'm also a PhD student looking at the cultural memory of the war in the air, especially the Royal Air Force, and especially Bomber Command. So there's so much to discuss regarding this topic, and I'm really looking forward to this.
Thanks, James. Now, we love the Dambusters movie as much as the next person. It's definitely in my top three films of all time, that's for sure. But there's so much more to the history of RAF Bomber Command than this legendary and heroic operation. As time passes, our view of history tends to become increasingly narrow, not helped by the constant feed of documentaries from TV and YouTube about how the Lancaster won the war. Don't get me going about that one. Nevermind the Dambusters aims to set the record straight and to help explain why there's so much more to the history of Bomber Command than the Dam's raids and the Avro Lancaster.
Over the course of future episodes, we'll be taking a deep dive into Bomber Command and the strategic bombing campaign. We'll be looking at policy, doctrine, technology and strategy, as well as the development of particular aircraft types. We'll be conducting in-depth analysis of the RAF's bombing operations and tackling some very thorny and controversial issues, such as the attack on enemy morale, area bombing and the dehousing policy. As well as examining the experiences of RAF aircrews, we'll be exploring the impact of strategic bombing at the sharp end and discussing how German civilians coped with the threat from the air, as well as exploring how Bomber Command has been portrayed in film and media over the years.
The bomber offensive claimed the lives of tens of thousands of Allied airmen from all over the world and the lives of hundreds of thousands of German civilians. But what was it all for? What did it actually achieve? Was it a significant contribution to the eventual Allied victory or an horrific waste of lives, money and resources? We'll be joined by historians and academics from the UK, the USA and Germany, veterans' families, aircraft enthusiasts and engineers to debate these and other issues.
In our first episode, Jane and I will be getting back to basics and discussing the origins of RAF Bomber Command and the theory behind strategic bombing. We'll also be looking at the gargantuan effort it took to construct hundreds of air bases throughout Britain in just a few short years. We plan to focus on a different aircraft type each week, and I'll be kicking things off with my favourite, the Bristol Blenheim. If I can get a word in edgeways, of course, while Jane waxes lyrical about the Handy Page Halifax.
James, we both know that the Halifax Mark III was Bomber Command's greatest asset. Come on. In episode two, we'll be talking to the fabulous Dr. Dan Ellen from the University of Lincoln and the International Bomber Command Centre about the crucial but often overlooked role of the ground crews and about gremlins, not the fairy 1980s type that you can't feed after midnight.
In each episode, we'll be answering listeners' questions, so please do send your questions to our social media pages on Instagram and X, Twitter. We plan to release episodes every fortnight, so keep a lookout for Nevermind the Dambusters on Spotify, Apple, or whatever you choose to listen to your podcasts. And please don't forget to subscribe.
So buckle up. It's going to be one hell of a ride. Thank you.